Good day. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 14. Coming up, over 1,000 new housing solutions for Cedar Grove, St. Catherine. Cabinet approves wildlife trade policy and ganja ticketing system to be rolled out in short order. The news in detail after this message.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Housing Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation has entered into a joint agreement to provide more housing solutions in St. Catherine. Information Minister Senator Will Reid says Cabinet approved a partnership with Meridian Company Holdings Limited to build homes in Portmore.
To develop 125.5 hectares or 310.12 acres of land located at Cedar Grove, St. Catherine to provide 1,750 housing solutions.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet briefing on Wednesday. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is expected to break ground for housing solutions on Ruthven Road in St. Andrew to be constructed by the National Housing Trust. Cabinet has approved the tabling of a wildlife trade policy which aims to create a framework to ensure the protection of Jamaica's wildlife and their habitat. Information Minister Senator Will Reid says the policy will also institute a system to ensure the sustainable use and regulation of the wildlife trade. The policy also supports Jamaica's position as a party to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora in 1997.
The development of a national biosafety policy for Jamaica to address gaps in the legislative and regulatory framework in relation to genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and their importation. Policy is also aimed at instituting in Jamaica a framework for an enabling environment for the safe development, use and application of technology, minimal risk to human health and biodiversity, and maximum benefit to science, agriculture, and industry.
Minister Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says a ticketing system will be established in short order for individuals who are caught in possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana. Mr. Chuck says the new system will help to alleviate the burden on the justice system.
Persons found with less than 2 ounces will be ticketed because it is still illegal. Instead of persons using under 2 ounces and coming to the courts, what has been done by the government is to say that those persons will be ticketed.
The Justice Minister was speaking at the launch of the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, Tart the Truth initiative earlier this week. Tart the Truth is a public education program on ganja geared towards young people. Each high school across Jamaica will have the opportunity to participate. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange is urging stakeholders to take steps to increase the participation of women in the construction sector. Ms. Grange says according to figures from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, there are some 119,000 workers in the construction sector, with fewer than 5,000 being women. The sector, she says, cannot continue to overlook the economic potential of half of the population if it aims to achieve sustained growth.
There is an undeniable body of evidence showing that every sector improves when women are able to participate freely. Whenever the situation of women improves, the overall economic condition in the country improves.
Minister Grange adds that increasing female involvement in the construction sector will go a far way towards achieving gender equity. She was speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of The Loft, a 128-unit housing development being built by West Indies Home Constructors Wiccan Limited. That was JIS News. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.